Hello, and welcome to an Everything Action Movie Commentary of the Month. This time, joining us, we have Zach.
Hello.
Chris Ali.
Hey there.
Dave.
Hey.
Paul.
Yo.
And Steve.
Heyo.
And, I know, this is a full tag team.
I think this is a record for most
people. Yeah,
is it? This is what it's like when worlds collide.
Yeah, this is exactly what Chris means. This is the Everything Action group and the AVGC group.
What is AVGC, Chris?
A video game con. Thanks for asking, Zach.
What is a video game con?
Video game con is New Jersey's premier video game convention coming this September for its second year. And we are teaming up to drink tonight to celebrate all things gaming. Mm-hmm. So we decided to drink and watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
The worst video game movie of all time.
Yeah. Questionable. It's the most...
That's very questionable.
That's questionable. So, yeah.
It's
so
a group therapy session.
It is. It's a lot of... We're going to vent a lot of things. A lot of childhood memories are going to get released here.
A lot of alcohol will be drunk.
Yeah. My cooler is ready. Yes. So this is one of those everything alcohol commentaries, which hopefully won't become a lost commentary halfway through.
Oh boy.
Which has happened, by the way, gentlemen, where we just can't put this online. So for the tonight's rule is that every one of us has picked a character or two or more, depending. We all picked two characters and we each drink, or you each individually drink for your character. So I guess we'll shout it out for the first few times to say I drink to that, but we do play a global rule of every time the theme song plays and when any time someone dies. So at least those two rules will keep us in check with each other. I don't know, we might add in a rule or two or take it away depending how well we do halfway through the movie or so. And we have our movie queued up, but if you have any other format, get that ready and set it to zero. We are using the Netflix copy, and that's queued to perfect zero. So we are about to start.
Yeah, it's right before the New Line Cinema
yeah.
logo
that's,
comes
that's
up.
That's the version of ours, and who knows what other version there is like that. So, Zach, why don't you do a countdown?
Okay, so yeah, so we'll come down to five, and then everyone hit play, and then we'll get into this thing. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... play. And right off the bat,
wow,
Steve
right off the bat.
Perfect.
Not wasting any time. Some of not have headphones.
Yeah, Dave, I think you need to put your headphones on. The audio's bleeding over.
I think that's me.
Oh.
It might be me. I mean, I might need to get headphones.
Fail.
I gotta go get my headphones.
Double theme song.
Nice.
What a classic song. I've had so many different versions of this song saved on my computer. Random techno remixes to metal mixes.
Oh, and a Liu Kang. That's for me. I'm drinking to Luke.
And this kind of rains not on screen when he's talking.
Alright, Paul, you gotta put headphones or something. Your audio is bleeding over to the main audio.
Alright, I'll find headphones. I'll be back.
This count as a katana scene? Who drank as a katana? No one. Alright. See, to me, this just is Thailand. Just regular Thailand.
This is another day in the life. Yeah. oh, shit. Somebody knocked down the Angkor Wat again.
I know he's freaking out. I mean, this is
all these chill Thai people are just whatever, ninjas, cool.
This is also completely different from, the end of the first movie, where the Shao Kahn just appears in the sky.
Yep. He just poops out people like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, literally, Godzilla.
Right, it's just the apocalypse. Oh, first Sonya. That's Dave. And
Johnny Cage.
Confused at top.
Johnny Cage.
You're not the same Johnny. Oh, that's Steve.
Utaro.
No, wait, that is Zach.
Me,
now.
Yeah.
Yep.
There I go.
Is that?
Holy shit! I forgot about Rain.
Oh, it's Rain. Okay.
Oh, shit, I have to drink right now. Cause I'm Shiva.
Shao Kahn.
Oh, that's me.
Raiden, that's me.
It's like we're... someone cosplaying Christopher Lambert.
I also like how there's like no explanation for any changes. It's just like, yeah, everyone's like 10 years older now. So.
Sonya's looking good.
Thanks, Lovey. Alright, and I'm Sindel, so I have to drink as well.
Yep, to two drinks right now.
Well, then.
Oh, man.
God, Sindel is the worst.
Someone got paid to say that. Someone got paid to write that and say that.
I feel like everyone in this movie is like either like some sort of like supermodel or like just not an actor. It's like
not a like a karate
like a porn star or something. Yeah, to watch a porn star.
Why not?
I'm pretty sure we're gonna see electricity flow through Raiden's eyes right here.
Yeah,
Motaro is Malibu from American Gladiators.
Look at that CG.
Oh, we could have done a rule every time they use like superpowers. Like,
let's not get too crazy here, Chris. Otherwise,
I know.
Might send somebody to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm drinking again already. Holy shit!
I don't think drinking per like it's drinking per scene, every time.
If it's a new scene, they show up. I think you can drink.
Yeah, there's no way every time they're on scene.
They're on screen.
Spin kick.
I'm just gonna drink for that scene of Shiva
just
dancing
in
there.
That shot there.
Man, this scene, like the green screen
is
terrible.
It really is.
Everything in this movie is terrible.
I've seen insurance commercials of better CG. Like,
when do we get to like full on CG characters later on? Oh no. Did you just, like, stop her stomach or something? Like... Also, Shao Kahn is the bad guy from Cobra, in case anyone's wondering.
Yeah, super weird.
No, my sunglasses are powerless without them.
It's the source of his power.
Is this Johnny Cage's, like, stunt double? Like
probably. That'd be great if he just walked out like, that's my stunt double. Uh-oh.
My sense is exact.
Oh, there you go. Everyone drink to Raiden.
Raiden's eyes.
Yep.
Yes.
Wait, who's Ermac?
I don't think anyone has Ermac.
I think we should all just drink to Ermac.
and Noob.
I'm already halfway down my beer.
Oh, somebody died.
Oh,
first death.
Guys,
yep.
Team I have drink. A shot of tequila right here, and I'm going to take a shot of tequila
for Johnny
to Johnny Cage dying. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
To Johnny
in
Cage
memory.
Dying.
To Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a second beer soon. Hell yeah.
Good night, sweet prince.
I just took a shot of tequila to my face.
We're having 10 minutes in this movie.
I'm gonna be drunk after the first scene.
It hasn't even started yet.
My character's popped up like every single time.
Shot of tequila for Johnny Cage, my homie.
My man.
How did Shao Kahn summon a statue? I always was confused by that.
Sonya's like not even fazed. She's like, thank God.
Really?
Come here, new girl.
Come on, Mom, let's go.
Oh, that's right. They totally replaced the chick who played Sonya Blade in this one.
Yeah. They replaced a lot of everyone except Liu Kang and Kitana.
I think it's the same Johnny Cage.
No.
No, it's not.
No? Damn.
I love how Raiden had, like, the power to send all, like, the enemies to, like, another, like, dimension right there.
He did, and he just did not use it.
And he didn't even do it.
No.
I mean, that was a pretty drastic decision within the first 8 minutes of the movie to kill Johnny Cage, though. I mean...
Yeah. It was pretty ballsy. They don't mention it at all in, like, the trailer.
Yeah, show how badass Shao Kahn is.
Isn't this actually the story of Mortal Kombat 3? Like,
yeah.
I think doesn't like Quan Chi show up or something? Like,
Quan Chi was after this movie, actually.
No, like, 3 had a really good plot, and I think they tried to adapt it, but they just did not understand it at all.
Yeah, because this was... Because all the like extra characters from Mortal Kombat 3 are in this, so that was they were just like making money off of the fact that Mortal Kombat 3 was in the arcades right now when this came out in 97.
I'd love to see like their production schedule. They probably had like 3 weeks.
Probably
this movie does feel like it was made in 3 weeks. Yeah,
yeah, that probably explains it.
Isn't there another reptile fight?
Yeah, I think he's an actual ninja this time, but not. Well, actually, yeah, I think he turns into a ninja in the first one, like the end. But I think he's just a full ninja for the whole movie.
I mean, I guess the costume designer was like, "Yeah, she doesn't have to wear a bra. Fuck it,
whatever. Yeah. Kids will get this.
Yeah,
the parents will love this."
Oh, Reptile's character was actually pretty weird in the first movie. He was like some weird.
He was an actual lizard.
Like, yeah. He was like some weird zombie looking lizard, like crawling around following Liu Kang.
Yeah, but the techno song that comes out when Reptile comes out is badass in the first one. I don't know what that song is, but it just screams 90s techno.
We listened to that so many times.
Yeah, we did.
We're missing inspirational words from Raiden.
What does that mean?
It just means walk mindlessly while someone finds you.
Raiden can stun warp. He chose to be in this ball with Sonya like that.
Yeah.
Like, in your face, like, tits the face. Also, does it have a built-in stereo?
Is this Sandstorm by Darude?
This is like their like subway system or something.
Basically, yeah.
Listen, it's Asians invented the subway.
This part is pretty crazy.
No problems.
Wait, so, what? Yeah.
Do not no issues whatsoever. Oh yeah, there's just a hole in the side of this cavern. Just move to the right a little bit. We'll make it.
We'll jiggle our gladiator ball this way.
Yeah, so is this like you don't know how to, like if you don't know like to move right, you just like splatter into lava.
Yeah.
No, see, move right was her right. It's his left.
Yeah.
No, it was actually her left. His right.
Dude, look at this 1997 CGI. It's just serious.
Can you imagine we drink to every time there's like a 90s sound effect?
Wait, who's Shao Kahn? Isn't that Steven?
Yeah.
Steve.
That's Steven, drink.
Doug.
Yeah, drink when you stare into his bald head.
He is far less intimidating without his like skull mask.
Yeah. I feel like the villain from Power Rangers is about to come out like laughing. What's her name?
This guy kinda looks like Vin Diesel with Down syndrome.
It's the guy they get if they can't get Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Oh, we could also drink to flips. So every time there's like a flip.
Like a front flip.
Cheers.
I'm going to drink to flips. Same time there's a fucking flip out of nowhere.
Oh shit, is there Baraka in this?
Yep.
Yep.
And he's like a super rubbery puppet.
There's like three Barakas.
Yeah, isn't it, it's just like a race of Baraka people?
Yep.
Wait, you know what I never understood? Why did they take Baraka out of Mortal Kombat 3? Did he come back in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3? I feel like he wasn't in it for some reason.
I think he was in Ultimate. I don't think he was in regular Mortal Kombat 3.
Oh, yeah, they brought him back in Trilogy.
Ah.
Yeah, this guy kind of looks like Brand, or what's his name, from Game of Thrones. Not the, not Shao Kahn, the other dude.
Oh, the rogue guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look like him.
What's his name? Braun?
Braun.
Yeah, yeah, there it is.
Vin Diesel. Yeah, like, there was a prototype for Vin Diesel, and that was it. It just wasn't done yet.
The Night Thrasher.
He, like, yeah.
Can I remember a speech from Cobra where he's just like, you disgusting pigs, come get me.
It took me a while to figure out that was the same actor from Cobra.
Yeah.
Because he had that long blonde hair, and then in Johnny's just like a bald Shao Kahn.
I think this is the Sub-Zero Scorpion foot.
I don't know. I started drinking already for this one.
Sub-Zero Liu Kang foot, at least.
Or is it smoke? Because there's smoke.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Damn it.
It's just creeping up on that booty.
Sweet. What is that? Cyber smoke?
It's RoboCop.
Yeah, we didn't sign smoke, but we're fine. I really should have wrote all the rules down.
Yeah, man, you gotta like take notes for all these rules.
I do like how the design was advanced at the time, but now you look at that and you're like, that's some subpar cosplay now.
Yeah.
Like, the guy is blatantly wearing, like, a onesie, you know, with, like, armor on it.
Yep.
Goodbye, Tiger Showman's ninja.
It's like a sword with a whip sound.
Also, I know there's no blood.
They're all just...
Is this really like PG-13, I think, right?
Yeah. PG, I think. Well, maybe PG-13.
Did this movie bomb in the box office?
Oh yes.
No, but actually it did make up a lot later, though. Because they made that TV show. Oh, is that a flip, or is that...
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, dude, well, this backflip is awesome.
The first movie was, like, a huge hit, and then this one, it was, just, like, it was so terrible, everyone was just like...
Wait, is that a flip, too, when he, like, ran up the wall?
He, like, floated in the air right there.
Yeah. Alright, I'll drink. I'm not gonna like it, but...
Yeah, this entire movie is just, like, nonsensical fights. Like, there's no plot, it's just, like, people wander around and get into fights.
Just another excuse to get into a fight.
Okay, but like, I don't mind a movie where it's all about fights. Oh, Sub-Zero. Man, thank God we did not play Drink anytime there's a kick, because we'd just be fucking dead. Like,
you're right about the cosplay costumes, because that Sub-Zero costume looks like the costume you can buy at Party City every Halloween.
That's probably where they got it from, anyways.
I mean, we stole that from Legend of Zelda, but whatever.
Yeah. Prophecy.
Wait, is Melina in this, too?
Yep. I think, I think...
No, I think it's Sindel.
Yeah, Melina's, like, badass version of Katana with teeth. And size.
I feel like they jammed as many people as they could, even if it made no sense.
I mean, I don't mind them to pop up, at least for a cameo. I don't know. It's like, we make fun of a lot of video game movies, but this is just like the most bare-bone outline of it, right? Like, people in costumes show up, they fight, and they just move on.
Yeah.
Hey, cheers, guys.
There he is.
Yeah.
This fight's awesome.
See, at least, like,
I gotta say, yeah, it's cool that they threw in the actual moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, yeah. And, like, surprisingly, they had Johnny Cage's, like, actual animation of a kick.
So I'm saying, like, there is a little bit of saving grace where they at least got the right moves. It wasn't like Johnny Cage became a snowman. Like, it was just like, oh, they know where who goes to what.
Well, I think
but it doesn't save the movie.
Well, I think
it doesn't totally save it.
Ed Boon is like credited as like a writer on the movie, so.
Well, he probably had to tell execs like that doesn't make any sense. Like, at least do this, please.
Yeah.
There's really terrible physics in New Rule. Can we throw that in there?
He did a front flip to land.
You can throw that in.
Shit, I got a drink to that one.
The loud techno music out of nowhere.
See, the pose rule can work anytime they fucking pause for, like, a pose.
Yeah.
Also, Liu Kang and Katana are just, like, watching.
Well, they're on the other bridge, and they don't know what to do.
They can jump over.
Is that two flips?
Yeah, I think so, Chris.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's two drinks.
Well, I'll tell you what, this movie's a whole lot better when you're buzzed. That's
true.
I'm getting there.
I have to go get a my, like,
What?
What the fuck?
See? Oh, is that a flip, too?
Yeah,
kind of, yeah.
But, like, that's physically impossible. Dave pointed out the physics here don't make any goddamn sense.
It's Outworld.
That's right, Scorpion yells sucker right there.
What?
He goes, sucker! And then it just disappears.
That's cool. That voiceover was definitely John Tobias or Ed Boon. It was one or the other. I forget which one did the voice of Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. That's actually pretty cool. You know, at least they keep
back. Have to go get another beer.
At least they actually keep a little bit of it together.
Actually, all you guys saw the first one, right? I mean,
The
Scorpion. I gotta say, the Scorpion versus Johnny Cage fight in like Scorpion's like lair or whatever.
That
one's actually sweet. I mean, that's awesome. Whoever thought of that? And like Fear Factory's playing in the background. Awesome.
And it actually ends with like Johnny Cage's like autograph fatality.
Yeah, the friendship, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of the fights in that movie are actually pretty legit, like the choreography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first Mortal Kombat's awesome, and then this one is just like, what happened?
I had a funny feeling we'll be talking about how great the first one is while we're watching this.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, oh man, what a better movie.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, man, why aren't we watching the first one?
Because you can't drink along as good.
You could, but...
Also, why is there, like, a bizarre, like, Resident Evil, like, so research facility in
Outworld? Yeah, why does Umbrella have a building here?
Hmm. And why is Jax just
There's
here?
There's Jax, finally.
Like, left alone?
Yeah.
Are they still in Thailand? Like, what the hell?
No, they're in Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah. I don't know how they teleported there.
I guess they used that giant ball, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, has convenient tunnel and exits, like, at places you need to be.
Is that, like, the tie-in for, like, the Mortal Kombat pinball game or something?
I don't know.
Is this, like, a Justice League preview we're seeing here?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That teaser trailer was so...
Yeah, Jax was in the first movie. This is, like, not the same character at all.
Oh, not at all.
God, I wish it was Michael J. White. I think he was busy with Spawn, though, so...
Yeah.
Maybe put on a bra, Sonya. a little cold in that room.
Jack's just like, hey, Sonya, did you age like 20 years since the last movie?
Yeah, Cyrax.
There we go.
It didn't even, the fire didn't even enter the room. Like, he didn't have like, to do that.
Yeah.
One hallway.
Yeah, he's like in another room.
He just blew himself up real quick.
So they got smoke.
He's like, alright, I'm ready to fight.
Do they have Sektor as well?
I don't think Sektor is in this one.
The red one?
No glass, my one weakness.
It's like Independence Day, like aliens like Star coming.
It's like Die Hard. Shoot the glass.
Same lab.
Ninjas! Now, I like how Outworld ninjas are just like muscle-bound dudes in robes.
Yeah.
You know, with like medieval weapons.
With no training.
No training. That one took a kick to the face as he entered the room.
I love how Sonya like decides to like not know how to fight, and then
suddenly she knows
how to fight. Somehow, like know how to fight.
She'll do like self defense moves for like woman defense from like rapists, but then she'll know how to like take person.
Don't touch me.
No means no, and like a rape whistle appears. Like these are all techniques they'll teach you in like self defense courses, but like not as an advanced MMA fighter or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think this Sony's like killing anyone with their thighs.
Is that a fatality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that count? I'll drink
that counts.
Yeah.
Oh, my other foot.
The music.
That's the only saving grace in this movie is the music.
Yeah.
But like that, I remember like vividly as a kid hearing that. I was like, is this a German techno? Like, what the fuck? Like, this one foot had that?
I'm not going to lie. When I was younger and I saw that flip scene with the music changing, I think I was super pumped. When was this? 97?
Yep, 97.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I was 7 years old. Holy shit.
Time flies.
I think I was at least 10. Like, this was awesome to me. I'm not going to lie, right? But I just knew, like, it wasn't quite there. Like, it didn't feel right compared to the first movie.
this is your first inkling of, like, what a bad movie is.
Yeah. He's slowly getting a shitty movie sense.
Wait a minute.
It's like, movie's gonna be bad? What?
My arm is stuck in the wall? Come on, man. You got a robot arm.
What is that, like? Like, microbes or something? Like
nanobots?
Early nanobots?
Nanobots.
Okay, does this count as a flip? Because that's
It's like two. That's like two and a half, man.
That's this guy flip. That's a full backflip.
See, I didn't mind this. This was kind of cool. I think about it now, where they incorporate like her actual fatality.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sonya doesn't have powers in this version. Did my copy revert to like a VHS copy? Like my CG like went horribly down during that play.
It's just that bad, Chris.
Yeah. And it gets worse.
It's like a Captain Power effect. Any of you guys remember that show? Probably not.
Was that the guy who wore the jacket of the NES gun?
That's Captain N.
Oh. Okay.
See, that's the explosion you should have done at first.
Oh my god.
Bad Boys for Life.
I wonder what they actually landed when filming the scene. They're like jumping into a pool right there.
Oh, it's Motaru. So this is Zach.
This guy on the right, man.
Yeah, this horse guy, dude. He just makes me feel uncomfortable, man. Like, what the fuck?
Wasn't that like the replacement for like Goro in like 2?
Yeah.
I have to drink. There she is.
Yep.
I don't she's pretty cool, though. I don't know if Toro's dubbed or not.
I don't think Malibu does that sound like that in real life.
Yeah, it's definitely not his Malibu persona, if anything.
Proto Vin Diesel. Proto Diesel.
Nice, like, Vin...
Wait, Cabal and Stryker?
Yeah, they mention them.
Was this Mortal Kombat C-3PO?
Drinking again.
Yeah.
Okay, I think for safety reasons, we can't drink whenever they're... Like, it's gotta be scenes. You can't drink every time you see their face. Scene
safe. With them, yeah. Everyone's safe if you already drank at the scene.
Is that a death? Oh, is that everyone drink for this?
That was an Austin die? Powers
shot. Yeah, that's like straight up Austin Powers.
Alright, I'll drink to that one.
It's very hot down here.
Shao Kahn is worthy. He's got the hammer.
Was it like the hammer from Donkey Kong?
Like, they didn't even give him his, like, sludge hammer that he had in the game. They just like, eh, it's kind of close enough.
Drink that... every time an actor shows up that looks like some random dude from Queens.
I forget who the red ninja was. Who's the red ninja?
Ermac?
Is that Ermac?
That's original Ermac. He's supposed to be like the collective souls, but like he's just some dude in this movie.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Ermac gets a better reboot in the Mortal Kombat games than he does in like the movie versions.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he looks like. I gotta Google
he's got, like,
it right
he's
now.
He's got like bandages and shit on his face. He glows green.
Oh yeah.
That's why I'm like, this Ermac is just another guy.
Another ninja.
The Goro girl is actually pretty cool. What's her name again?
Shiva.
Shiva, yeah, I think she's pretty cool.
Yeah, out of everyone, she's still acting. Like, she still has, like, a career.
Who is it? Like, anybody, like, relatively famous? Or
not really. Just, like, TV shows.
Margene Holden? I've never
heard her. I don't know that one.
I think she released like a music album. I'm not even kidding. Like it's like on her IMDb.
Nightwolf has found you.
Yeah, no one picked Nightwolf, but that's fine. He's only in it for like one scene to teach him animality / bestiality.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, they were like bestiality. Like we should probably like check that, and I'm like, oh, we can't use that word. Yeah, we got to change that name.
Yeah, marketing a big meeting about that.
But, okay, so Nightwolf, in the game version, I get. In the movie version, they it still looks true to the game, but it still is kind of racist. Because he does look like a Party City Native American.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
You a wrestler?
I just talk in whispers.
Like, he does look like a WCW wrestler at this time.
Just got done shooting Nacho Libre.
He's like a knockoff. It's no holds barred.
It's not like a cage match, brother. How do you know that, Nightwolf?
Because he's Native American.
It's second one's rape. What? I don't know. I feel like he's actually a pretty good actor for this, like, weird scene. They just don't use Nightwolf a lot.
You gotta eat this whole bowl of POD.
It's gonna assault you.
Oh, I think he's dead. Whoops.
I got this is training. He threw an axe at him, and he's like, this is your training.
The axe was laced with LSD, dude.
He's like, peyote. Whoa! He's on a peyote trip, though.
Yeah.
I was in the first movie!
Gotta miss you, Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung is a spirit animal.
It's a weird sex dream. Like, it started like a sex dream, and then it became something else.
Do it.
Oh, shit.
Just do it.
He's a reptilian.
Hey, pro tip. In the future, if I'm ever tripping, guys, do not do this to me.
Yeah.
Do not try to, like, put me in an anomaly. Don't leave me in the desert when it snows. Like, just don't do any of these things.
Don't throw a, like, magical tomahawk at you.
Tomahawk!
Can't make any promises if I'm your trip sitter, man.
Oh, he left a perfect Liu Kang, like, snowman, like, angel on the ground.
So he went from, like, the middle of the desert to, like, the mountains?
I don't think Arizona works like this.
Maybe after global warming.
I want to give a shout-out to New Belgium with the Ranger IPA. It's killing it. Killing it tonight.
Nice.
This is Night Lady.
That's me. Time to drink.
Isn't this girl in that a cappella movie? What's it called?
What?
Actually, for the longest time, I thought this is Bai Ling.
She does look kind of like her.
She does.
But apparently she's Russian. She's like
really?
Born like the... Yeah, like the Mongolian, like China area of Russia, that part.
That weird part where you see Asian people with blonde hair, like natural blonde. Those people freak me out.
Okay.
That's next evolution.
It's like when I see Asian people that are Russian or Muslim, they freak me. I have no idea what to think about them. So she's a Russian actress happens to look Asian that plays
an Asian
person that's named like Jade that hangs out in the desert.
Yeah, that's a pretty good description of her.
Yeah, she's got freckles, so that's different.
Probably from the steps of...
Is her name Hana Mali?
It's like Irina Panteeva. Pretty Russian name.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to IMDb this other actress that I thought she was.
Yeah, I became even more Asian.
Shao Kahn's not trying to hit on me.
Yeah, he's not trying to, like, flirt, like, fight me.
I like the random cuts to this girl's face, and she's just, like, breathing and looking all angry and shit.
She's got really weird looks.
Yeah, I'm a man. What? Not really. Actually, yeah, you can actually hear the Russian. If, like, you, like, ignore the face.
Yeah.
The accent, you can really hear the Russian accent. So, you're... If in Outworld, it seems like you're either a karate guy, or, like, a door opener, or a wench dude. Like, what's the commerce in this? Like, what are they doing in Outworld?
The commerce is, like, conquering Earth. Holding tournaments.
But it's like, what's it's the...
Fighting.
What's the economy? Is it everything's run in karate? Who makes
it's like...
You know, it's like, I got questions about this world.
everything's like, a fight. Like, if you want to, like, buy, like, an apple, it's like...
Gotta fight me for it.
All right, you won the fight. You get this apple.
Cups are made out of stone, like huge stones. Hey, that wasn't spit. To the roof for you. Like, she has this whole room to sit in a cage, and she just goes up and down in it.
There's Jax.
Slowly, like, coming into frame.
Peter's dying.
So Dave, yeah. How'd you survive? That was like one little break between Sonya and Jade drinking.
I started off with a very big glass of vodka and lemonade. It's very small now.
Yeah, there's a whole subplot about like the realm was merging that they never like acknowledged.
Yeah,
they talk about or like
they do not talk about
offense.
It. Who's Johnny? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Thank you, Jax.
This is bullshit.
You know, these are like, this is how porn begins, right? Like,
yeah.
I've seen porn start like this.
It's the right setup.
Is that a poisonous quarry?
Big burly black dude, small white woman.
Okay, so we're almost at the halfway point, so that's kind of good.
Are you sure? Because I'm seeing like 30 minutes in.
Oh yeah, Melita is in this movie.
Yeah.
But, like, she's no introduction.
That costume is so bad.
No one has any introduction.
But, like, okay, it's like she thinks Katana. That is nothing like the other actress.
Yeah, isn't she supposed to be a clone?
Yeah, that is the worst clone.
Also, like, that's in the mud. Like, I'm sure, like, did Paul W.S. Anderson direct this one, too?
He just wanted to see, like, women fight.
Yeah, he's just like... So I had this idea, like, what if, like, you guys were, like, fighting in the mud and you guys were getting all dirty?
Like... What if the girl with no bra fights the girl in this, like, leather-tight corset?
Yeah, I just imagine, like, Paul W.S. Anderson, like, a bunch of, like, executives, like, smoking cigars, being like, Yeah, what if those chicks fought in the mud?
They got really, really dirty.
This scene alone, like, ruined both of these actresses' careers, like, forever.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's awesome, though.
This is like PS1 era graphics.
Yep.
Seriously.
It's like an N64 monster came to life.
Yes.
It's just like liver or kidney punching this monster.
It just like sinks away into the ground.
I mean,
like five frames per second.
That looked terrible even back then.
Like how Jax,
my bad.
Jax missed this whole fight, and then he just shows up to punch his monster in, like, the kidneys.
Damn, you dirty.
You need to take a bath.
We could have drank is every time the ninjas appear.
Yeah.
Let's not.
Yeah, we, I mean, yeah, it's...
For the sake of our liver, let's not.
Mm-hmm. So, Zach, how are you enjoying the Raiden Jesus moment?
It's been a while since Raiden showed up, so...
I know. You get a nice break.
You want to do that line again?
What, one more time?
It's a one take kind of guy. Okay, the rule of the Mortal Kombat theme is bullshit. Like, I want to hear. We only hear like once.
I guess we'll hear it again at, like, the end, maybe?
Probably.
It's not as painful, unless you have to drink all the way through the theme. Damn, dude, turn on your mic.
Yeah, it's like, they couldn't hire actors? Like, I don't know. Just talks to particles, whatever.
That's the shittiest water I've ever seen.
So there's a god of fire, air, water.
Yeah.
We're like trying to summon Captain Planet here.
Yeah, I know.
Was this dude in 48 Hours or was he in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, he was in 48 Hours.
It was 48 Hours?
Yep.
James Remar, he's been in a ton of stuff.
Yeah, he's like
such a better movie.
Far better.
I wonder where Sony found, like, a laundromat in, like, the middle of these ruins.
Her clothes is perfectly pristine.
Yeah.
What's up? I don't know. This is a everyone drinks. Like, who you got your characters? Yeah. Everyone here.
That guy I met for, like, a minute?
He didn't even meet Jax.
Yeah.
Nah. I traded it up. I got this new one. Wait, why does Outworld have horses?
Well, I think they're on Earth, but like Earth is just merging with Outworld or something.
Ah.
But they're in like the Middle East or something. It's like, where the hell are they?
This is ISIS, right? This is
like... ISIS Trump.
Shao Kahn decides not to wear his skull. Instead, he's like a... I don't even know what that is.
A jihadist.
Like, if you make this movie today with the same kind of costumes, it just looks like a terrible cosplay has happened in the Middle East. Like, triple flip.
And Raiden decides to shave his head.
I mean, this looks like a fan-made movie. Like,
it's like a fan-made parody.
This is like, not Mortal Kombat.
It's like our Mortal Kombat remake.
Raiden, like, suddenly becomes, like, a normal human being. You just hear that line? Does she fight as good as she looks, dude? It's like he decided to just stop being a god.
But, like, he became, like, an Aryan, like, image. It's really weird.
Dude, it's Avatar The Last Airbender, dude. That's Aang right there.
He made fun of the only black guy who showed up. Yep. Ray is a huge dick. He makes, like, a feminine joke, and then he makes, like, a black joke. Sir, I do not have cash on me.
Classic 90s. Movie 90s movies jokes. So racist.
A bit.
Oh, I'm drinking.
Yep.
I'm just keep drinking. I haven't stopped.
I don't think I've stopped taking sips every now and then.
Like I said, the safety rule is drink first scene, not drink when they're on screen, because you'll be dead. Unless you're drinking like very low alcohol, I guess.
I don't know, death is a preferable fate than trying to finish this movie.
6.5 on these beers.
I like how they even bother adding, like, a sound wave to her. It's just like, just have her screen and we'll fill out the rest.
You know what's interesting about, like, movies with characters that have, like, extravagant powers? You never know, like, what their resources are, you know what I mean? Like, what their mana bar is, or, like, how many times they can use a spell, you know?
Yeah. It's just kind of like, yeah, I can do it sometimes.
Yeah.
If the script allows me.
That was so extreme.
I screamed at walls.
I destroyed a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Man, this is using all the, like, editing filters.
Feels like I got microwaved.
Whatever. God. He is like, oh, they're like a Suicide Squad. Oh,
timely.
Sonya's just like, WTF, mate?
I don't know, I feel like Outworld's getting the better of the, like, merger, because their world sucks, and now it's like it's got better shit.
They have landmarks, like, now.
Better landmarks. How big is Pearl Van Diesel? Like, he's short.
It seems like he's really
big.
Dude, is it him?
No.
It looks just like him from Game of Thrones, man. I'm IMDb-ing this right now.
I think people would point out, like, if that guy was in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He kind of looks like the poor man's, like, Peter Stormare.
He had the nose. He does have the nose.
Jerome Flynn as Brom. Let's see if he's in Mortal Kombat.
I doubt it.
'97, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nah. Damn.
Is she gonna wrestle now? That's like a wrestling intro.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
That is.
Damn.
Oh, they're multiple reptiles.
Good job, Raiden.
Yeah. So, okay, if the reptile rule is in effect, you drink three times?
That sounds about right.
I'm going to take note of that, so we play this game again, like, going to fuck over someone.
One's right, fake,
I'll,
right?
I'll just drink three times anyway.
You don't have to, Paul. I'm not sure if one is fake. I really don't know. This movie doesn't give, like, any explanations of anything. Oh, but I will drink those flips. God damn it.
Yeah, look at all these flips.
God, I love, like people just spitting at each other.
No connection.
Yeah,
this isn't a fight. This is a goddamn gymnast routine.
Yeah.
This is a karate demo.
I see your kicks are as good as mine.
It's a completely different guy as Raiden when he's fighting. It's so funny.
It's got, like brown hair, brown long hair.
Yeah.
How did she die?
I don't think she died. They just knocked her
just
out.
Just punched her in the face. Keep it in your pants, Jax.
I know.
That's me.
Look, we have Paris.
We have the Eiffel Tower.
Look, we have Paris.
Like, why do they... It's not even back in this live show. It's like, why do they have to include that?
Can you dig it?
Yeah. I'll drink to this Liu Kang just, like, snooping, I guess.
Where's Sloan when we need him? Where's Mary and Cobretti?
Alright, so is this a two-part scene for Liu Kang? Because he's just, like, walking and I'll drink. It was not necessary to show Liu Kang was running. This could have just happened.
They needed to fill in the movie so they get 90 minutes.
Yeah. It's a lot of filter scenes. There's dead points between fights.
Yeah. So we like all turn silent.
Where are the guys who opened the doors? We're slacking on the job.
Excuse me.
Whatever happened to Lisa Soto?
Disappeared.
Thanks a lot, Adam Akbar.
Oh, is this Baraka?
This is Baraka.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even though this movie is just, like, straight fight scenes, like, I do gotta give him some credit. Like, the fight scenes actually are kind of cool to watch. Or maybe I'm just, like, buzzing and enjoying it.
Maybe you're, like, 8 years old.
Yeah, when I was younger and watching this, like, I definitely had a kick-ass time.
Like,
you know?
Like that Baraka face is god-awful.
You know they could have done a better job now.
Like, pretty sure you can get that mask at Party City for, like, $30.
I'm pretty sure we're going to see Party City in the credits, like, costume supplier.
He literally could have killed him right there.
It's funny because, like, this movie could have been a giant advertisement for Party City now.
Yeah. All the costumes available now at your local Party City. Yeah, there's multiple Barakas.
Oh my god.
How come Cirque du Soleil didn't pick up on this?
This is too avant-garde for them.
Is Liu Kang already lose his sword? Oh my god.
Thanks, Baraka.
They should really do something about that fire that, like, can kill people instantly.
Everybody's very flammable.
Yeah. So we drink, like, Baraka died, so we drink to that, right?
Oh, yep. Can't forget that.
Shiva just died.
Shiva died.
Yep. Wait, how'd she die?
The cage crusher.
A cage fell off
my elevator.
Jeez, I look away for a second and I'm like, she's dead.
Well, that's actually, Paul, that's two drinks that she showed up and then she died.
Done. Convenient as I just poured another drink.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking basically a makeshift margarita with Patron, a shit ton of lemon, club soda, ice. That's really it.
Sounds delicious.
Actually, it is. It's really refreshing.
Hmm. What, like, lemon Patron? Sorry, Chris.
No, it's just straight up regular Patron with, like fresh, I'm sorry, not lemon, lime. Fresh lime squeezed, like, half a lime, ice, and just club soda. That's it.
I love how we just gave away, like, a cocktail recipe, and it just, like, perfectly in sync with this movie.
Wait, she just came back to life, so I have to drink said drink, I guess.
You have to, like, undrink.
Yeah.
What's everyone else
I want, like, a Rocky Horror music number to break out right now.
Yeah.
True.
Fucking do the time warp
around, like she was doing the time warp.
Yeah. I've been drinking beer, but it's not strong enough because I'm still, like, okay.
Yeah.
So far, I had, like, one beer, a shot of tequila, and this, like, makeshift margarita.
Nice.
I really
I've just been doing a vodka on the rocks, just something really, really simple.
Vodka on the
I know
rocks.
We're going to go through, a lot for this week.
Oh, yeah, you're going to drink, like, good vodka.
Yeah, that would mess me up.
I felt like I've been eating like 5 loaves of bread so far from all the beer sips.
Yeah.
What is she what even
type
doing?
Of beer you
Let's drink. Do the time warp again.
I've been drinking victories.
The time warp again.
Yeah, I think Sindel's trying to translate Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
See, like, honestly, what was her purpose right there? Like, what is she trying to accomplish?
To laugh.
Be a crazy bitch.
Just to laugh and be loud.
Yeah. Well, like most women, so. Touché. She kind of spins around and leaves, so.
It's like, sorry, I was getting a haircut.
I don't know, Jax is like the voice of... Yeah. Jax is kind of like the voice of reason now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea. We needed that electricity, you son of a bitch.
A robot and a woman.
It was a tattoo on a robot.
Maybe it's a sex bot or something?
Yeah.
We share everything.
Wait, what did he say about it? What did he say about his father?
His father is an older god.
Oh.
Is it canon in the story where, like, Raiden and Shao Kahn are brothers? This isn't canon, right?
Doubtful.
Dun dun dun!
There's no bearing on it, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so. This is how domestic abuse starts.
You're a goddamn zombie!
You're confusing!
Eaten by a CG monster.
Fatality?
I'm not sure if that was a death or just like a...
That burp noise.
I drink to that.
Wow.
Yeah, cheers to the burp noise.
Mataru! Yep. Just hang out! Just hang.
Just wave. Hey, everybody, I'm still here.
I'm acting.
What if he was just like, yo, Shao Kahn, you need a ride over there?
Hey, bro, can you step up? You spot me, bro? I kind of want him to be a bro instead of this.
I'll take it down the street, no problem.
We still going to lift, bro?
Every day's leg day, bro. I got four legs. This is a weird family.
I feel like being a horse, like, kind of makes it, like, a disadvantage in a fight.
Probably, yeah.
It's so hard to fight, like. Like, shit, I couldn't turn around fast enough.
I know, man. I've never fought a horse before.
I mean, I've, like, petted a horse. I don't really aggravate a horse, but, like, I think you can tackle a horse.
I mean, compared to all the other, like, characters in Mortal Kombat, they could practically just backflip over him. And...
Yeah, the horse ain't got a backflip. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I like how one of the plot points is that Liu Kang he doesn't believe in himself. Like... It's a confidence issue.
Just that Asian insecurity showing again.
He's not fucking taking a test. He's just turning into an animal.
Oh, it's the Twin Towers.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Shao Kahn brought him back? Awesome.
Nice.
I kind of forgot the Twin Towers are in this movie. Whoa, Lou, you're making, like, a promise. Let's not.
It's a pretty inspirational speech there. Like, three lines.
Put a bra on, Sonya!
Do I hear a bass line kicking in?
Pretty weak one.
Yeah, very weak. I like how they were waiting for this. They're hanging out in this, like, beer. Drink.
They've been posing the entire time.
See, the pose rule could have
worked.
So
many posings.
It's about time you showed up. You've been posing for 5 hours.
Pose. Pose.
Pose.
How did Raiden get up there so fast? Like, he got up like 2 flights of stairs.
Full-on sprint up the stairs.
I guess he teleported?
He has no powers.
Use the pinball, like, subway system to get up there?
Wait, but aren't you human?
I don't know what they are. They're outworld humans? It's not the same.
Wait, in all the other scenes in the movie, people got blown back into rocks and shit, and they didn't break their back.
I know, he just felt like a story.
I win.
Well, Raiden had no defense skills. He took that full blast.
Pretty much.
He's like, man, not having power sucks.
Being human is terrible.
Raiden needs to travel back in time and prevent this from happening, like in Mortal Kombat 9.
Like, Mortal Kombat 9 had a really great plot to do that, to, like, reboot it. That made sense that way.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they'd do that for the next movie. Like, let's go back and change the plot. Take this guy?
I'll take
the horseman.
I'll take that guy, whoever that is.
Yeah, they don't actually call him Ermac. It's like, I'll take Red Ninja.
Red guy?
Dead. Like, Jax's powers is like arms, but he took like a mace to the face, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's not like he got superhuman. He only had super arms.
My skull is augmented.
Kiss then. Kiss.
Too bad you will die.
It just cuts like everyone, like all the guys being like, kiss, kiss, kiss.
They stop fighting. They're like staring at him.
Yep. God.
Time to turn into animals.
Flip.
Flip. Well, actually, he didn't complete the flip. He just dived.
Tch.
I do like how he just made up powers. Like,
just did the ground stomp and...
Yeah.
Okay, see, I don't like Shao Kahn without the helmet or anything. No, it looks weird.
No.
Yeah.
The fact that he wears the helmet, like, once is just, like, that's one of the biggest flaws of this movie. Because Brian Thompson is a very weird-looking man.
Yo.
Yeah, seriously, why doesn't he wear the skull mask? Like, come on.
I don't know. It just, he looks more badass with it on than he does without.
Did he just rip, like, rip Jack's arm off?
He ripped his, like, his outer shell off. His
armor shell.
Actually, he actually has no arms in the game.
Yeah.
And this is like he just wore like gloves basically here.
Yeah.
Too much work to CG off his arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, save that money for what's coming up next.
The grand finale.
She's just beating up this unknown guy. Like, he doesn't even say his name or anything.
Noob!
Again,
how does
Noob Saibot, but
yeah,
no mentioning of it.
Like, Noob, like, lives in Ermac. Like, is this...
It's a Kuwait. Who's that dude in Total Recall? Kuwatu?
Kuwatu, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, why does he even... Like, have those in the first place.
It's different because the genitals aren't where, like, human genitals are on horses.
Was trying to, like, a Johnny Cage nut punch.
This bitch, I got a drink.
No,
she was right here,
I don't think you get I don't think you should drink during like each fight scene. Just, like, snap back.
Yeah.
Maybe in another rule, but we're too far gone at this point for that.
At this point, cheers. I'm making my own rules.
Going rogue.
I make my own rules.
I feel like the guy that's Kentaro was, like, the same screen capture guy. Like, it looks pretty legit, I gotta say. To, like, the actual, like, you know.
Yeah.
To, like, the actual, like, you know, digital capture sprites that they did.
I'd say, like, they didn't do a bad job for, like, looking at the material. But, yeah, close enough, you know?
Yeah.
Like, some costumes look great, some costumes just look like, what the fuck?
Animality!
That's right, I'm in you.
I'm a reptilian.
Feel the full force of 97 terrible CG.
Oh my god, wow. So bad.
So, like... Are they saying that within every Asian person there's like a dragon man living within me?
Yes.
I just gotta get to that point.
Oh man, I don't wanna piss you off.
You have to get like knocked out by a Native American, Chris, and then you can and then seduced by a Russian Asian person.
I know. Those are like the really hard like possibilities, but it's like when you can do this.
What?
Dear God,
oh my
no.
God.
Do they really, really wanna do this? Like seriously, like
I like how
this is where all the budget went right here.
But like
all the money's on screen.
This is the furthest thing from a Mortal Kombat scene ever. Now it's like not even the same dragon from the game. I don't know what Shao Kahn became. He became like a Hydra.
Yeah. I want to know what like Paul W. Sanders was like telling everyone. Like it's a giant. Like, dragon, and he's fighting, like, another dragon, and then they all look like shit. So just, like, react.
There's, like, a dolphin noise in the background.
They're punching way above their weight in terms of, like, their CG abilities. This is, like, a, I don't know, like, a rock and roll guitarist trying to like do Steve Vai or like some like heavy metal like crazy progressive jazz runs.
That was music? I thought that was sound effects from the Dragons.
It's all the same.
Good.
You know what's really terrible is that like Beast Wars came out around the same time, and it was, that was more advanced in that scene.
Yeah.
I did not expect a dragon Asian. Oh, he was about to Emperor Palpatine him.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a theme.
Is it?
Yes.
Drink.
Oh, drink.
Yeah. So,
cheers.
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 If this isn't playing during the dragon fight, like we'd be like, oh man, the dragon fight was awesome.
I feel like a different fight choreographer came in and like did this scene.
I guess they traded off between like three or four people.
It's just the power of the song. The song just makes everything awesome.
Yeah, but Liu Kang fucked up, like, within a minute. And the theme went away. What the fuck?
It's kind of back.
trying to start. It's just like a
reggaeton car.
It's not like the tape got stuck. It's back again. I'm drinking right, the second back. Verse. I never heard that. It was like, it felt like the song got stuck on a loop.
Oh shit.
That's like the CD was skipping or something. Yeah. Like
The dude's head actually looked like he got squished into the ground right there.
Yeah, that probably was real. They're like, that looked really cool. Keep into the scene. I really like the breakdown of that part.
So is Katana the key, or is Liu Kang the key?
What is Katana, like, everyone's saying that Katana's the key, and, like, he has nothing to do with anything.
What has she done?
She touched her mom.
She punched her mom in the face.
One guy gets rebooted.
Yeah, Raiden's dad's, like, sent to, like, the Forbidden Zone or whatever.
Yeah, that guy's name was actually Mr. Game & Watch.
What just happened?
Yeah, just like, what the fuck?
Somebody
just
died? Do we drink there?
Yeah, do we do two drinks?
Everything's back to normal, guys.
Yo, they did not restore...
The two towers are still there, guys. Don't worry.
They did not bring back the two towers. Is that what happened? We fucking lost Outworld, and that's what happened to the two twin towers?
Yeah, man.
They traveled to another dimension and came back.
They couldn't bring back Johnny Cage?
Yeah, they brought back everyone else. I'm like, whatever.
High five!
Go, special teams.
Yeah, Katana had literally nothing to do. Like, she's the key and she did nothing.
She sat in a cage for most of the movie.
Yes.
To the other world.
Yeah, what's up with this, like, free Photoshop?
Shitty water effect?
Is that water, or is that, like, molten?
Or is that, like, a Capri Sun ad?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
It's really cool.
I am the goddess of Capri Sun.
Oh yeah, it's Chinook, even though it doesn't make any sense, but... You turn into a sexy dragon. So turned on from that. So, what the fuck are these monks doing hanging out here like this?
Yeah.
They're meditating. praying to...
to, like, leave. Oh, my gosh.
Just, like, praying for the movie to be over.
Yeah. They're like, so, can you guys, can you bring Johnny Cage back? It's like, no. No, you idiots, no.
No. You bring back the Twin Towers, but not Johnny Cage.
That's a trade-off. Never forget.
Always remember.
You either get Raiden or you get Johnny Cage. You can't have both.
So Raiden became the god of wind?
Smoke? Like, black smoke?
What? The what?
Let's see the movie!
Alright.
Alright.
Yeah.
And
it's That's so abrupt. It's like, and, oh yeah, it wasn't Paul. It was, yeah, that's why it wasn't Paul W.S. Anderson. When Paul W.S. Anderson doesn't come back, like, you know you're in trouble. Yeah.
So wait, now you got 11 minutes of credits?
Yep.
Wow.
What, it was 11 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me?
How many people were part of this?
This does not seem like 11 minutes worthy of it, but we can talk over it.
Wow.
You gotta credit all the people who made the, like, that amazing-looking dragon.
God.
It's like, yeah, a team of, like, 400 people worked on that dragon.
Well, nowadays it'd be 400. Like, I'm sure this was, like, 5 people working on that dragon.
Really? Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, it probably took less animators.
Yeah.
Maybe 400 computers working.
Like today, like, if it was made today, it'd be, like, a wall of just, like, text of, like, visual Korean effects artists.
Yeah, like, like 100 Korean interns, you know, unpaid interns that they hired.
Yep, that's true. Oh, yeah, I gotta admit, it does take more artists to make it more complicated looking.
Also, but, how is this not the Mortal Kombat theme right now? Like,
yeah, how did it end on the Mortal Kombat theme, not this generic, like, house music?
They already used it in, like, the past, like, 5 minutes, I guess.
I mean, I'll take another hit of it.
It's never enough. It's never enough of that song.
Lightfoot was
Nightwolf, right?
Nightwolf. And it's like, he's one of the best, he was one of the best parts. And it's just like, that's it? That's all he gets? Do you have something else to do? Do you have Casino to run? What the fuck?
So this movie is like an hour and 20 minutes without credits.
Holy shit, you're right. The credits are actually like a whole plot point.
Man, that's crazy.
Maybe there's like...
Oh god, we have to have 10 minutes of credits to, like, make this an actual feature-length movie.
Yeah, if you actually minus the credits, it's 120 minutes. Yeah. That's not a feature-length.
No, it's an hour and 20 minutes, so it's not 90 minutes, so it's not like it's not feature-length.
Drink, wow. Drink to the next name you see.
Nicholas.
Fine. If you, it's your name matches, you drink.
Dedicate to
what
Nicholas.
What was the name of the... Oh, here it is.
Who fucks Nicholas?
Mortal Kombat Conquest was
the show?
The TV cartoon. Series.
The cartoon series.
Yeah, there was a cartoon and a show.
Yeah.
The Conquest was the live-action one, I think.
It was a prequel series.
Was that on USA?
Yep. I watched some of that.
It says TNT.
Oh, TNT. Okay, yeah.
But like, 22 it was a episodes. Prequel,
it was a prequel series.
To the movies?
Yep. Ray Parker!
Ray Parker?
That was Ray Parker!
Wow.
The Raiden was Ray Parker. The young Raiden, which you can't laugh at, was Ray Parker.
Ray Park, Chris.
Oh. I read that Ray Parker.
It's literally on screen.
It's different, man.
Though we should definitely watch the King of Fighters movie. Because that's
oh
like
my
just,
god, no. Like,
just as bad.
I need to be, like... Okay, you can't watch that sober. Like, I try
to. You have
to
start off, like, drunk as shit.
You have to, like, continue this buzz with that. Like, there's... King of Fighters movie, like, it was brain-damagingly bad.
What about Dead or Alive?
Maggie Q was my... I mean, that was...
This was flat chat. She was flat... Like, come on.
Yeah, I guess you're right in that aspect.
Dead or Alive is funny because you think it's like a softcore porno half the time. So I don't mind King Dead or Alive, the movie.
I saw Dead or Alive.
Dude, you okay? Dead or Alive is just this movie we just watched.
Yep.
But there's way more tits in it.
Yep.
It's like the same plot too.
I think Paul. I think we definitely passed that watching it.
Are we tried?
When we're still at mom's house, yeah.
Yeah, we tried to watch so many movies, and we'd just, like, pass out in, like, 2 seconds.
Like, just out of boredom or out of, like, drinking?
No, it's not boredom, because we used to watch movies, like, late as hell, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we would just, like, fall asleep, because it would be, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we'd start a movie.
I see that with Chris in high school. We would simulate drinking by just staying up late, too. And then it'd be, like, 4 in the morning, we'd throw on a shit movie like this, and be like, I feel so bad, my brain's trying to, like, shut off.
We marathon through it, so by the end of it, it's just, like, I've just been broken to the point of, like, just pure, like, submission. It's really weird.
How many U-Bowl movies did you watch?
Oh, man.
I've watched at least 3.
Yeah, something like that.
I've watched the Far Cry movie, I've watched Postal, and I've watched, what was the other one? I, like, blanked it from my head. He was, like, his first, Blood Rain.
Did you see House of the Dead?
I did see, he made that one, too?
Yeah, he made House of the Dead.
Jesus. There's two House of the Dead movies.
Did he also Alone in the Dark?
Yeah, Alone in the Dark.
Yep,
holy shit, yeah, he did.
In the Name of the King.
It was a Far Cry movie. I can't believe there was a Far Cry movie.
It was all in German, and they redubbed it.
Wow.
The Alone in the Dark movie is a 2.3 out of 10 on IMDb with a 9 on Metascore.
Well, because Alone in the Dark is just funny. If you don't know where the source is coming from, you think it's like some generic like ghost movie. But if you actually know where the source is coming from, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my God, the Doom movie. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah,
That was U-Bowl too.
That wasn't U-Bowl. No.
Oh, it feels like it was. I like Doom over time. It got better, like, in multiple viewings.
It has The Rock. I mean, anything with The Rock is at least
that movie.
Yeah, he did make it better. You gotta watch that movie with the right people.
The Rock is just like, Semper Fi, motherfucker. And then the first person Carl Urban sequence.
Oh, that was amazing.
We saw that. Me and Chris Ali saw that in theaters. We saw, like, an old lady, like headache. She, like, had to, like, close her eyes.
Here's what's crazier. I just found this on Wikipedia. There was Alone in the Dark 2.
What?
Yeah. Alone in the Dark 2. Well, I think, and there was Blood Rain 1, 2, and 3.
And I think Uwe Boll made a House of the Dead 2.
Yeah, I've seen House of the Dead 2.
Is this, like, set at college?
But, like, I think Blood Rain 2 or 3 has Meatloaf as, like, the villain. Yep. It's super weird.
I think it's the first one.
Oh, he was the villain in the first one?
I think so, yeah.
I thought Ben Kingsley was in the first one. Also, they were in Jordan? They took place in Israel and Jordan.
Yeah, Billy Zane, Ben Kingsley, Meatloaf, and Michael Madsen are all in the first one.
Isn't Michelle Rodriguez in that movie, too?
I think so, yeah.
Like, it's an all-star cast. Terrible. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, Uwe Boll just tricks people into, like, being in this movie. He's like...
Uwe Boll was, like, a Loki.
And if they refuse, he fights them.
Yeah.
It was In the Name of the King 1, 2, and 3.
There's 3 In the Name of the King movies?
Well, I know the second one is, like... Dolph Lundgren, like, trails back in time. Like,
he's a troll hunter, right?
Well, no, he's like a marine who trails back in time. So it's not even like the first one's set in the middle of, it's like a Lord of the Rings ripoff.
No, but
the second one is like Dolph Lundgren's like a marine who gets sent back, like, he trails back to, like, medieval times.
The worst part is, I actually like In the Name of the King, because Jason Statham makes that movie for me. Like, it's so bizarre, but Jason Statham...
And Ray Liotta is, like, the
wizard.
Insane wizard.
Yeah, and then it became his balls crazy, but it's fun crazy.
I love like the John Rhys Davies Ray Liotta like book fight, like the magic fight they have.
it's a stupid movie, but like, okay, I forgive it, whatever. But I did not know there's 3 of them.
Oh my God, all these U-Bowl movies, terrible.
They're mostly video game based. I have no idea why.
I like how the Far Cry movie, he, like, throws in, like, a bunch of, like, German actors.
Yep.
Like, kind of gives him, like, a German touch.
The movie was originally...
So you guys actually saw that, the Far Cry movie?
I saw it, at least.
It had a budget of $30 million, and it made $743,000.
It got, like, did not make a U.S. release, because in Germany, people were like, they filmed it in Germany, they used the German actors, Germany hated it. They're like, let's never talk about this.
I feel like Uwe Boll is just, like, some sort of, like, he gets, like, mob money funneled through him or something, like... Like, Russian mob money gets thrown through him to, like, make his movies.
Back to the credits. Theme for Mortal Kombat was written by the Immortals.
Yeah, Encounter of the Ultimate is the alternate name of it.
Ah.
Damn. Like the Persian Immortals, or...
Also, is, like, Rammstein playing right now, or, like, what's...
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing some
I'm hearing it, too, when I'm, like, looking at the songs, and... Okay, I have to admit, I actually own the first Mortal Kombat CD. I knew not to buy the second movie. I do not know. Oh, Mega.
Yeah.
Holy
it's
shit.
Engel.
Mega.
Engel. Rammstein. Wow. Engel.
Yes.
What the fuck is, like, Rammstein and Megadeth being on the CD?
The Engel, the Himmel Fleet.
What does Engel mean, Chris?
Angel.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks too simple to make sense, you know? I'm like, yeah, that kind of looks like Angel, but no. It can't be that simple.
That's pretty simple. Not like Einchenchen, which is German for squirrel.
Nope. I would never predict that.
here's something I just read. Apparently they're making another Far Cry film, along with a Watch Dogs and a Raving Rabbids film.
From Ubisoft is like
Ubisoft is like full on like movies, but like
L'Oreal Hair Care Products is a sponsor of this movie that showed up in the credits.
Awesome.
Out of respect for the people of Thailand, this motion picture contains no depiction of harm to any sacred Thai structure. They fucking destroyed a pillar.
Oh my god.
Wow, why is there, like, a bunch of apologies at the end of this movie?
Like, yeah, sorry this movie was made. We had no other choice.
Yeah.
We had a gun to our heads. The end.
It's like, please do not sue us. Like,
wow.
Well, that's more common annihilation.
I was properly annihilated.
I don't know. I should really up the alcohol content. All right, so, my final thoughts is, I thought it would be way more worse, where basically I was drinking every 10 minutes, but there was, like, a lot of low points where I was like, we're just waiting for, so like, things to happen.
Yeah.
Like, the second half kind of, like, is, like, a lot of, like, downtime. Like, the first half is just, like, nonstop insanity of, like, just, here's a fight, here's a fight, here's a fight. Yeah.
At least, like, three of us had to go refill alcohol.
Oh, it's plenty downtime for you to stop and go do a booze run.
Yeah.
Also, what happened to Sub-Zero? Like, he just disappeared.
He just was like, I'm really capable. I gotta go. Zax, any final thoughts for you?
It's about as terrible as I remember it being, but...
Chris?
The PS1 CG was a nice touch. It just... it made me...
It dates the movie, I'll admit that.
It dates it very far back. I'm talking like... prehistoric times.
It was dated before when it came out in 1997.
Yeah.
Dave, anything from you? You're okay because you've been quiet.
I'm just very impressed with the acting overall.
Too bad you die.
Like they got robbed for Academy Awards. Like Robin Shaw should have gotten Best Actor.
It's really sad.
Really. Brian Thompson, Best Supporting Actor.
Well, Brian Thompson just—he had like an 8-year nothing, and then he showed back up and acting. Oh, you okay?
You can tell they tried really hard with that one take.
Oh, I'm okay. You know what? I just gotta say that this movie was absolutely terrible. But the fact that I watched it again for the first time in probably years, and like it just like brought back that feeling of nostalgia for like just the fact that all this movie really is, I realize. It's kind of like The Wizard. It's just a big commercial for Mortal Kombat 3. And, like, I realized that watching it again, just like looking at, like, the corny, terrible cosplay, like, costumes and stuff, they were just really marketing to, like, however old I was when Mortal Kombat 3 came out. I guess I was, like, 11 or 12 or something. And it was just, like, advertising to that age group to say, look at this, like, over-the-top, terrible, kung fu movie, buy our game now. That's all this was.
But 3 came out, I think, like, before this. Because then it's like, oh, remember that game that came out last year? Well, here's that movie that's kind of based on it. And then by 4, that came out, like, years later.
Yeah.
So it's like, because I remember those, between 3 and 4, there was, like, at least a 3-year break. that didn't have Mortal Kombat.
That's true.
So I was like, oh, okay, now what?
I guess there was Mortal Kombat Mythology Sub-Zero, and that was
that's just true.
Like, yeah.
That was, that was actually the in-between, I think.
Yeah, but that game was terrible. I'm sorry, that game was terrible.
Steve, any last words from you?
Is he there?
I think we lost him. We lost him.
Get sucked in the art world.
The first casualty.
Okay. Well, we'll text him later to see if he's okay or something. But yeah. All right. So, Zach, why don't you read us out?
Well, why don't you, since we're doing this, like, cross-promotion with AVG Secrets, why don't you, like, give us the details about that again?
Actually, no. I'll let Paul do it. He probably has got a down pack. Paul, anything you want to promote about our upcoming con?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you like what you just heard, you know, comments on a terrible Mortal Kombat movie, you'll obviously love most of the lineup of our panels at AVGC, and AVGC is definitely a fan-driven convention for video games, and if you like any aspect of gaming or video games as a hobby, especially retro games, you know, we're going to celebrate that September 10th and 11th in Parsippany, New Jersey, and if you want more info, you can check out avideogamecon.com.
We'll have more details in the link to the description when we release this podcast, so be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that'll do it for us.
Yeah, if you want more from us, everythingextra.com, and all of our... We'll be back with another commentary next month. Hopefully a better movie than this one, but who knows?
Who knows?
No guarantees.
Okay.
And so I guess we'll see everyone next time, so that's it from us.
Goodbye.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com. Email us at contact@everythingaction.com. Facebook.com/everything.action. Twitter.com/EVAction. Everythingaction.tumblr.com. And search for us on the iTunes Music Store and Stitcher.com.